Hare Krishna, today is Advaitacharya's appearance day. And I'd just like to tell a pastime, or two pastimes, from which we can glean one of Advaitacharya's teachings to us. And I won't mention what that is until I finish telling the pastimes. Advaitacharya was almost in the same age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather. So he was very senior. Aside from that, he was the leader of the Brahmins of this whole part of Bengal, meaning all the way from Mayapur to Mayapur to Shantipur, even Calcutta. So he was very learned, he was very respected, and so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his nature, and of course they were always sort of neighbors because they didn't live very far from each other, and there was always interaction between Advaitacharya's family and Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra. But nonetheless, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement, he was continued that very, very respectful relationship with Advaitacharya, even though Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. And that meant that Advaitacharya felt that he was sort of bereft of the type of confidential dealings that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have with Lord Nityananda, with Gadadhar Pandit, with other devotees who he would treat as his servant, treat as subordinates or as equals. But here Advaitacharya was being always dealt with as a superior. And as a superior, the relationship was somewhat stunted, in the same way that Gaudiya Vaishnava's worship of Lord Krishna in the mood of the Brijbasis, who are not aware of Krishna's divinity, they experience a much more confidential and intimate relationship because of a lack of that awe and reverence. Of course, first, you have to have full faith in Krishna's divinity before you can surpass it. But it becomes once that is achieved, it becomes a much more intimate and relishable and personal relationship. So Advaitacharya was lamenting in this way, and so he hatched a plan that he was going to get Lord Chaitanya to show everyone that Advaitacharya is not his superior, and that Advaitacharya, like everyone else, is his servant. And in Shantipur, he began to preach this Vashishta Dvaita philosophy, which is Maivad philosophy. And of course, news eventually got around to Navadvip, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, and he became very upset. Ultimately, since Advaitacharya wasn't coming to Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya then decided to go to Shantipur. And he and Lord Nityananda, just the two of them, they walked along the Ganges to Shantipur. And this is only mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's described in great detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And at the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Advaitacharya was holding a discourse. And he was sitting on an elevated seat, on an asana, and he was talking about the oneness of all living entities, of Krishna as a manifestation of Brahman. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was like infuriated. And he, at the top of his lungs, he began to shout, he said, "You called me here to this world to spread Krishna Bhakti, and now you're saying that Krishna Bhakti is only a means to some kind of higher end." So Lord Chaitanya finally lost his temper, and he dragged Advaitacharya off the asana, and then he got astride his chest, and he was about to beat him, and Sita Thakurani came there and begged Lord Chaitanya, "No, please don't beat him, please don't hit him, he's just an old man, he doesn't know what he's saying." Of course, Advaitacharya is not just an old man, he's Mahavishnu. But still, she was saying like this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then calmed down and continued to scold Advaitacharya. Finally, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sort of calmed even further, then Advaitacharya was smiling and he was very happy. He says, and of course all the people around there were alarmed, and they were in the presence of everyone. Advaitacharya said, now finally you've shown everyone the real truth. You're always dealing with me in such a respectful way as if I was a superior, but now you've revealed to everyone that actually you're the master and I'm the servant. And then Lord Chaitanya realized that this was actually just a trick by Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya just made this whole arrangement just in order that Lord Chaitanya would be forced to deal with him in a very as he would a subordinate. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased with Advaitacharya, and he even asked him for forgiveness. And at least Advaitacharya's desire was fulfilled. And a similar incident happened later. Advaitacharya had a secretary who dealt with all of his financial matters, and it seems like Advaitacharya had sort of run up a bill, incurred expenses. And so this Kamakanta Vishwas, he started to take up a collection on Advaitacharya's behalf, saying that Advaitacharya is in debt, and although he said he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he's trying to pay this money back. So he went around taking a collection. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he got really upset that how can you say that Advaitacharya, who's the Supreme Lord, that he's in debt to anyone? He owes everything. Everything belongs to him. How can you call him a debtor? So as punishment, Lord Chaitanya told, and this was in Advaitacharya's presence, told everyone, "I don't want to see this person anymore. So just keep him out of my sight." So Advaitacharya was there, and he again told Lord Chaitanya, "How is it that you're, instead of punishing me for going in debt, you're giving punishment to this devotee, and you're giving him such sweet and intense recognition by refusing to see him, because you're accepting him as a servant, and with me, you're just treating me as if I was something supreme or superior." So again, Lord Chaitanya was pleased. Okay, what's the lessons here? Generally, when we talk about getting mercy from Krishna, then we consider some kind of act of kindness. Some desire was fulfilled, something nice happened to us. Someone was saved from a sick position. We don't consider as mercy that we get sick, family members died, we lost our money, our house burned down. Generally, we sort of go another way. Well, why would Krishna allow this to happen? I could have served Krishna so much better in other ways. Why doesn't he give me another type of mercy? But here we see that Advaita Acharya says, no, if Krishna takes away your things, if Krishna beats you instead of praises you and is nice to you, then that's a greater recognition of being a servant. And Lord Brahma also says this in the Bhagavatam, yasya hamanugrahami harishe tandanam shanayat. When Krishna is very much, when he accepts somebody, and when he's very kindly disposed, especially kindly disposed to someone, anugrahami, when he's very merciful to someone, then he takes away. Giving, Krishna gives, he gives to the demigods, he gives to so many things. But taking away, being chastised, these are greater signs of acceptance by the Lord. How do we know? Well, devotee means that we're under Krishna's shelter and protection anyway. So now it's just a question of what type of shelter and protection Krishna is giving, whether he's giving the rose or he's giving the thunderbolt. And from these examples from Advaita Acharya, we see that getting the thunderbolt is a more sign of acceptance, of intimacy, of mercy, than actually getting the rose. Hare Krishna, Advaita Acharya, Prabhu ki jai.